The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 96.5 is having problems. Our transmitter is good. We're good here. Our internet provider is down or having problems. They've been having problems since yesterday. So if that's, I'm sure many of you have found out, 1460 AM is up and running strong. That's the good thing about having two stations. It would be nice if we could get both stations on the air at the same time. And our internet provider, who I call five times a day, assures me that they're working just as hard as they can about it, working 24 hours a day, working their little fingers to the bones, trying to figure out what's wrong. There's the drawback about using the internet to get your signal from here to the transmitter. It's just a small drawback. 7:06 in the morning. And the weather or the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Here it is on the 27th, Thursday. Last Thursday in June, heading fast to the 4th of July. And what's it look like for the weather out there today, Sue?
Today, sunny and a high of 81 with a low of 59. And I can honestly say, Carl, it doesn't look like rain or hail or thunder or lightning.
It didn't look like it yesterday until in the middle of it, as we were standing there, we got lightning, thunder claps all around us and got soaked.
Exactly. And tomorrow, sunny, 86 and a low of 62, 89 for Saturday with a low of 63, 91 for Sunday, and it looks like warmer temperatures for next week. Temperatures at least around 93 by Monday. So it's partly cloudy and 61 degrees in downtown Reading. It looks like it is going to be a rather beautiful day. Once again, highs around 81. It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, and the weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane down in Anderson, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. So, all the things that are going on. Did you see the debate last night?
I didn't catch the debate. I had some branches that I had to clean up around the house.
Oh, because of the
because of the downpour. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Well, you know what? I saw yesterday. I don't remember yesterday in the in the weather, I saw on the TV, they said, oh, there's possible thunderstorms in the mountains, but it shouldn't get down to here. But obviously it did. But they did warn that there was going to be rain and or thunderstorms up in the higher elevations, but I didn't realize we were at that higher elevations. At the debate last night, it was interesting to see how far left the Democratic Party is pushing right now, and then the people that kind of stood out and the people that that you thought were going to do better, and they didn't. Elizabeth Warren, who's been in a surge lately, came up, you know, at the beginning and did okay. She just kind of like disappeared in the rest of the debate after the beginning of it. Beto O'Rourke. This guy, I'm just not sure where he's coming from, but O'Rourke starts, answers a question in Spanish. Considering that Spanish is the number two language in the United States, you know, after English. But he answered in Spanish. But it was kind of interesting. And then Julian Castro, who used to be the HUD secretary under Obama, came on pretty good. But again, he's talking about doing away with the border. Castro's doing, no, it shouldn't even be a misdemeanor. It's just like it's a civil offense. So if they just come across the border, it's okay. I still think most of the country has a problem with an open border. I'm not sure where he's going to come from on this one. And then Cory Booker, the African-American candidate that came, he was answering questions in Spanish, too. And one of the candidates for tomorrow night's already tweeted out, I've got till tomorrow night at 8 o'clock to learn how to speak Spanish.
And I'm sorry. You know, when you're here and it's a debate, you want, and it's for the United States, and even if that is your language, it should be in English, because there's so many people wanting to know what your views are. And if only a portion, I mean, even though it is the number two language, you know, English is the main language of the United States. And people that are watching that, you know, seriously, you know, need to take that into consideration. Are they going to ignore the rest of us because, if you don't understand it, you're, you know, out of the loop. And that's kind of what it sounds like to me. It's like, if you don't speak Spanish, you're not going to understand his response. And how can you relate to that? So in essence, he just alienated all those people that might have voted for him if he had spoken English and then maybe speak English and then speak Spanish. Say it in both.
Well, he did. He answered. He was answering in both. It was just that one question. But no, he didn't speak the whole night in Spanish.
Well, I didn't watch it. That's why I'm thinking, are you serious?
No, it was just,
I mean, you want to alienate some people.
No, he answered one question in Spanish, and even the Spanish Telemundo. Mm-hmm. Asked a question to him and Castro, to O'Rourke and Castro in Spanish. So, you know.
So the rest of you, because you just couldn't figure it out. This is just for those two.
And not once did they say, this is the way to the bathroom, or offer me cervezas. So I was lost right then. Elizabeth Warren says that everything can be solved by if you do away with big corporations, then you won't have gun violence, drug addiction, mass incarceration, inadequate health care, illegal immigration. You won't have any of that.
You'll have socialism. That's what you'll have.
I just do away with all. People. The problem is that there's too many people with money and not enough people with there's too many people without money and too many people with big money. So we got to, what's it called? Sharing the wealth there, or income redistribution. Well, that's what we're into with the Democrats.
I'd like to income redistribute your money to me.
Well, that's what it means.
No, it's true. You think of all these people that spent their lifetimes building up their wealth. And then it's like, you know what? You've just got way too much money for your own good. I think we need to share your money.
This Senator Klobuchar. I'm sure I'm pronouncing her name right. She had a lot of good answers. She didn't get weird on anything. She came in and was talking about, when they talked about open borders, she says, I don't believe in that. You know, she says, you know what, we still got to keep stopping them at the, she says, drug dealers, criminals, they shouldn't come across the border. So, you know, she's still into the, she's not going to say that we need to have a, we still need to have a strong border, but at least she sounded better. When they said that, what do you mean that they should no longer detain illegal immigrants crossing the borders? That's when she said that, we need to go after drug traffickers, other criminals and such. She looked, As one pundit said, she looked sane by comparison when she suggested she had qualms about providing rich kids with free college, because that's what the whole thing is. It's giving away everything. And the Green New Deal. So they all jumped into that also. Now, this guy named it was Congressman Ryan, I guess, got excited during the debate and talked about how the Taliban had attacked us on 9/11. And then the candidate from Hawaii said, no, that was not the Taliban. That was Al-Qaeda. That's why I joined up. So she got her licks, and that's why I joined up to fight them. So that was kind of cool, kind of like that. There is, you know, any type of moderate approach, though, they didn't get into things like Medicare for All. That wasn't a part of it, Medicare for All. And they didn't talk about how they would pay for the free tuition, the free, you know, Medicare for all these other things that the Green New Deal. How are you going to pay for all that stuff? You're going to tax people. You have to. Or you could cut the military. I guess you could cut the military in half. Oh, we don't need that big military. If you remember back in the Eisenhower, well, not the Eisenhower years, but they got into it during the Cold War and all this by saying, we don't need a strong army because we have nukes. We're not going to get into any type of war because people are not going to want to use nuclear weapons. And, of course, Vietnam happened. And then after Vietnam, the next large event was Desert Storm. And then after that, of course, the things like Somalia and then the Balkans and then the attack on 9/11. So, you know, we haven't used nukes, but we sure have used a lot of the conventional arms fighting. So, again, when they say things like that, when they, you know that the way they're going to get money is for social programs, and you've got to either cut defense, you've got to cut other programs, or you have to raise taxes tremendously. And they're going to do it on corporations, and they're going to drive corporations out of America that have just moved back in here. I'm going to take a quick break, but before we do, while we do, I want to talk about Sleep Number. Our friends over at Sleep Number keep coming up with new things all the time. The latest, you know, of course, is we talked about the 360 sensor, the Sleep Number 360 smart bed that lets you, once you choose your ideal firmness to sleep on, as you're moving through the night, for whatever reason, the bed senses that you're moving, and it just kind of like adjusts its firmness to where you are so you can continue to sleep. You know, my sleep number setting is 60, and Linda's sleep number setting is 50. And that changes. That changes, you know, from, you know, night to night, depending on what's happened, but you can do that. You can change the firmness of your mattress, and Sleep Number is the only one that offers something like this. And it also offers the fact that it's been ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Powers. You know, and it's had that award for several years. And why? Because it is comfortable. It does. It is a lot easier to sleep in there. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center, the Sleep Number store, because right now they have the lowest prices where a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now only $1,299. You can save $400, but this is only for a limited time. Do yourself a favor. Go down, lay in the bed, see what it's like. They'll show you where the pressure points are in your body when you're laying in a bed, and then how adjusting it fixes that. Plus, they have a bunch of other accessories in the Sleep Number store that can actually a way of sleeping cooler at night. Oh, yeah. And they have it all at Sleep Number. 7:17 in the morning. It is about 60 degrees out there. We're going to be right back after these messages. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 96.5 is, it's leaving the station, and the transmitter is waiting for it. It's not getting there because the internet service that takes us up there is having severe problems. We started having them yesterday, and it comes in intermittently, and it's off this morning. So I assume that they're down somewhere digging up
Working vigilantly.
You know, working their little fingers off, you know, down to the bone. Just, you know, they're saying, gosh, Carl and Linda and Ashley aren't on the air. We got to get something done there. We have to do it. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll start making the other five phone calls this morning saying, got any idea? Got any idea when this is going to happen? Yeah. Anyway, 7:22 in the morning, about 62 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to the, what we say was going to come up here today. Sue, what's it going
to
be?
Today, you can expect it to be sunny and beautiful. Don't be fooled by these early morning clouds. A high of 81 today. Overnight lows dropping down to 59. And tomorrow, 86 and a low of 62. It is currently 61 degrees in downtown Reading and partly cloudy skies.
All right. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, give them a call, 365-3792. Okay.
Three.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Ashley. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, when something, you know, you're trying to get things done, and I get phone calls in the morning here before I'm coming on, which takes me out of my, moves my cheese. So I'm, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, so it keeps me going like this. But you came in to tell me that we have used nukes.
Yes. In
but,
a different
but
way.
But not in a different way.
We okay. have not fired the nukes, but having them existing and that mentality, just having them in our arsenal has protected us from the need to use them. And I think that strategy was, I'm not feeling very eloquent this morning, that strategy was proven during World War II mm-hmm. when we dropped two of them and said, okay, we can do this all day. And then people started backing down. So having them is using them, even if we are not firing them. So
it's the threat of using them.
Yes. Having the ability to fire them, you know, carrying a big stick.
Well, the other thing too is why, you know, there's certain countries, I think there's like 12 nations mm-hmm. that have nukes. And that's why we were trying to keep them out of the hands of the Iranians, and the North Koreans have them.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is take them out of the hands of the North Koreans. But let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Ashley. Look, you were talking about these Dems last night and everything. And, you know, they want to do away with all manufacturing, big business. Well, big business gives small business their work, which keeps little business going, which both of them pay taxes to the federal government, to the state government, and everything else, and they want to do away with it. If they do away with all business, who's going to pay taxes? And then what money does our government have to do the things that they say they're going to do?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is that the dangerous part here is that you've got right now you've got two groups of Democrats that are running for office. One is a more moderate type of they're all progressive, but more moderate. They don't want to destroy industry. Where you do, if you're going to have Medicare for all, you don't just end everything else. You have it, it comes in increments as we move down the line. But still, but private insurance is not eliminated. For people that don't have insurance, then you make sure they're covered. But even that, and then not free tuition for everybody like many of them are saying, not signing on to the Green New Deal that's going to destroy the economy and put some kind of weird on this day we're going to be, oil free. I mean, this is two groups of people. And somewhere the Democrats are going to have to figure out which ones they're going to look at. Are they going to come in with the far left? And if they do, they're going to get hammered. I believe they're going to get hammered in the election. There's just nobody wants to live in a country where 65% of everything you make goes to the government and that all your medical is taken care of by the government. I mean, if you're in the VA, you can see how that works. If you're in Medicare, you can see how that works. Imagine another 100 million people dumped into the system like that, what it'll do. It would destroy the medical system that we have.
The world, and look at the rich are going to be rich. I don't care what you do with it, okay? And they pay their fair share and sometimes then some, all right? And I've been in business. I know there's ways of getting around paying so much of it that you pay very little if you do things properly, okay, according to the way our government is set up. And, if they give you this to work with, why is it against the law to work with it? That's what I can't figure out.
Yeah, neither can I. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this and to see where they go with this because – tonight Biden's on, but he's got, next to him, and Biden is still in the lead by double-digit points, throughout the U.S. And
he's a loser anyway.
Well, you know what? He's doing a more moderate thing, but right next to him is Bernie Sanders, who is a socialist, and he's a proud socialist. Some people would even say that he's a communist, but I don't think he's ever used that term. But then you have Kamala Harris, who's going to be in there, seeing how far left she can push it.
Another one. Where's she at? She doesn't even know.
She changes her mind occasionally.
Yeah.
And Biden's changed his mind several times. I was wrong on that. That's the way I was when I was smaller or when I was younger. But now I've been woke. I've been woke. So I think that's the term for it. Anyway, okay, Bob, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know what? You have until Monday to buy ammo without it becoming a real pain. And from what I understand, you're not going to have the true ID. If you don't have that type of driver's license. However, if you have one that says it's limited, you're not going to be able to buy ammo unless you have a lot more identification. So, the marked, for people that are here that are not citizens, remember they got the driver's license. This is not to be used for legal purposes, I think, is on it. And so you won't be able to buy ammo. But the rest of us, yes, we can. But you still have to go through the background checks. You have to pay the dollar. You still have to walk around with somebody beside you scanning it in so that we know everything that you're buying. And then if you forget a box of 22 ammunition and go and turn around to go back after they've closed you out, you've got to go through the whole process again of going back through the background check and all that kind of stuff. All that's going to start July 1st. So that's why you want to go down to Bastiani. 2539 Larkspur, he's got it in shipments of ammo. Go down and pick some up today at 2539 Larkspur, Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 in the morning, and it's 62 degrees, going up to have a beautiful day today, about 88. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Last chance ammo sale at Jones's Fort. We had such an overwhelming sale 1 week ago. We are bringing this sale back this Friday and Saturday only. All your favorite calibers like 9mm, 380, 22 long rifle, 12 gauge, and much more. Starting July 1st, every time you buy ammo, the state of California is going to charge you for a background check. Beat the ammo registration deadline coming this July 1st. Last chance ammo sale at Jones's Fort this Friday and Saturday only.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's 7:35 in the morning here. It's about 60 degrees. It's only going to be like 80 today. 80. How beautiful is that going to be? Get everything done you need to do before. Well, even the weekend's going to be pretty good, but I just have a feeling that the hundreds are going to be rolling in next week.
I do, too. 4th of July.
4th of July next week. Okay, on the 3rd, July 3rd, we have, of course, the...
Anderson Explodes.
Yeah, down there. And that's, you know, that's always a huge event. That's always a huge event down there. Place, you know, bands, vendors, places to eat, and then, of course, their fireworks display. And then, of course, on July 4th, the McConnell Foundation puts on this huge fireworks display down there at the Civic. And when you can join down there with several thousand of your closest friends and have a great day down there, too. All of that is on the 3rd and the 4th of next week. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Over 47 years in the business locally. If you don't know Clyde Pierce, it's your own fault because he is out there everywhere. Specializing in home electronics, and yes, he even has classic car parts. If you're looking for those hard-to-find parts, you can call Clyde, and he has those, too. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. You know, do you get a lot of robocalls?
Oh,
I mean,
tons.
Does it seem like there's been more and more of them? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's ways you can get off the list, but there's things you have to check, too. When you sign up for, you know, for something and they say they want your phone number so they can get a hold of you. Well, a lot of times those companies sell your phone numbers. Charities will sell your phone numbers, and then it gets into this. So you can do that one where it's, you know, stop calling. You can go to that. But now the scams are really hitting. And last year, this is the number, the estimated number volume in millions for scams. And guess which one led the scams?
IRS.
Nope. Ooh. It's in there. But it's health insurance, over 241 million calls.
Seriously? That's so many.
Student loans, 183 million.
That's what I get a lot of.
You know what? We get them here at the station.
Yep.
Interest rates, 160 million. Easy money. You know, you can do this, you know, invest your money here, and we're going to get you 150% back. 111 million calls. Search listing scams. I'm not sure what that is, but you had 106 search listing scams. I'm not sure what that is. But IRS, I'm sorry, did not make the top, and it probably will this year, but Social Security made it in at 103 million calls. And your story is your mail robocall index. And they sometimes on your voter's registration distribution policy, it can actually lead to your phone number being used by political parties to call you. So that's how they get you on that one. Yeah, you can check on when you register if they can use your phone number. You could probably get back, or you can probably take it off the list. Anytime you enter a contest in a sweepstakes, guarantee if you give them your phone number, it's going to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
And charities. Be sure to check with your charity organization about how they share your information before you donate to their cause. You know, everybody, each one, you know, when you do these things and you don't think about how your phone number gets out there, but you know what? My phone number's, you know, it's got to be out there everywhere. If you put any contact information, if you put any contact information on the internet, it's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And you start getting the calls. You can avoid them by registering on the national do not call registry. Or you can download call blocking apps or just tell them to stop calling.
Here's the ones that get me, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Ashley, where it sounds like there's a person on the phone. Hi, this is Sherry.
That's the one.
Hi, and it pauses. It's Sharon. And you're like, yeah. And then there's a long pause. How are you today? And then they wait, and if you say, you know, have you whatever, fill in the blanks. They're waiting for you to say yes so they can use that yes for other things because they have captured your voice. So they'll say, is this your name? Can you repeat that for me? And then there'll be a long pause. And it takes a moment for it to register that it's a recording. That's what gets me.
If the name is Sharon or Sherry, just immediately hang up. I waited through one of these until it got to the other end. And I kept saying, is this a person? Is this a person? And finally a person came on. I said, please take my name off your list. NRA. NRA calls me. And I'm a life member of the NRA. You know what? We really need your... You know what? Just take my name off the list. You know, just take my name off the list. I don't... You know, I get called. Linda was getting called every day wanting her to rejoin. And she'd already rejoined. So I think I rejoined her because I wanted the other magazine.
No.
You know, like, I wonder if my... Do you ever wonder if your male person... Isn't this funny? If your mailman... No, if your male person... thinks about anything when they're delivering mail.
They don't even think about which house they're delivering it to. I had to walk barefoot down the block yesterday to get dog food because it was delivered to the completely wrong house. I don't think they're paying that much attention.
I'm just wondering, you know, this guy gets 4 gun magazines, you know, a month. Or this person gets I don't know, anything. I just wonder if they actually think about it when they're going, when they're delivering.
Like a magazine that says Murderers Are Us.
Yeah.
I would totally subscribe to that.
Yeah, well, for writers, you wonder. So
I mean, just, you know, strange things are the, like, there used to be this one magazine that talked about concealed carry, and they deliver it in a brown envelope, you know, and it's kind of like, why do you do that? You know, well, we don't want people to know that it's a magazine about concealed carry.
Why not?
Well, okay, but it makes it look strange. You know, I'm getting at the office here, I'm getting a magazine wrapped in brown paper. You know, because then all my employees are kind of looking at me. I would rip it open right then and say, "See, here it is. You know, it's concealed carry."
Not shy about this.
Until one day, it's not.
Well, those usually come to my producers. Those come to the producers, and
I'm still waiting.
I'm just, there's so many weird things going on out there. And today, Thursday, is just, excuse me. And today is really strange because you work really hard. You worked on the transmitter and everything for the AM. Got it up. It's running like a top. And then, and people call and say, I can't get you on 1460. Well, ma'am, just switch over to 96.5. Mm-hmm. And then today, I'm telling people when they're calling and they're putting things in, but can't get 96.5. Well, switch back over to 1460. I mean, it's a little embarrassing at this point, but we have no control over it. We have no control over the people that
building.
Once it leaves here, we are at the mercy of our internet provider. And since I don't hear it on out there, I can imagine it's still not on. But it's one of those things that you know that they're going crazy because it's not just us. I believe there's like probably several hundred other groups, organizations, and businesses that are relying on this, and it's not working either. So this has got to be something that's making them crazy. So, and then they, the stuff they get could be coming in off of. The major carriers that could be having a problem. You know, it's one of those things that you and I will never know what caused it, that it was a squirrel eating through a line.
That happens.
How about PG&E? Over 7,000 customers affected with the power outage yesterday, and they still don't know why.
So PG&E went off the air. So for how long was it? How long were they on?
Over an hour.
Over an hour. Nobody knows why. Tierra Oaks was down. A few days ago, but that was REU, and they got that back up. But I talked to a guy out there, and Channel 7 was out there saying, well, has this been a disaster for you, having to power off for 3 or 4 hours? And he goes, well, he said, I did have to drive down to the store to get ice to keep my beer cold.
Tragic.
To get my keep my beer cold while I'm laying out here in the pool. Yeah, that's pretty tragic. They didn't use this. They didn't use it.
Yeah, don't
so.
Use that sound.
Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. You know what? If you go to River Commons, you can you don't have to worry about things like the internet. Let them worry about the internet. You don't have to worry about doing your dishes. You don't have to worry about cooking which meal I want. You get selections from a gourmet chef. You don't have to worry about cutting the grass, the plumbing, anything. You can go there. You can live your life very, very comfortably. You can use it as a place to leave your stuff as you go out and travel and see the world. They even take small animals. They are pet friendly. See what River Commons can do for you. Contact them by giving Brian a call at 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. 7:45 in the morning, about 60 degrees out there, going up to 80 today. We'll be right back after these messages. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Summer Tribute Series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. If you're having problems with the, if you're listening to this on streaming or something, if you're having problems with 96.5, has anybody checked that lately? See if we're back up again. The only thing you have to do is go in and check the radio, see if we're back up on it, because it is intermittent. And wouldn't it be nice if by this time of the day it's back up again? Still not up. So please go to 1460 AM and listen to us until our internet providers can get the internet fixed. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. Outstanding service on all types of makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They offer guarantees. They offer warranties. This is Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They're coming to our house. In fact, tomorrow they're going to be doing their six-month checkup of our systems to make sure everything's okay, especially with the hot weather coming. So you can have them come over and just check to make sure everything is done. Everything is right there. 7:50 in the morning, about 60 degrees going up to 80 today. You hear anywhere from 79 to 82, but it's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. These clouds clear off, and we're going to have a great, great, great day. Now, Ashley, you just had your Ashley, of course, is our senior producer here, and in your company, you have a publishing company and a writing company, and you just had a workshop.
Yes.
Yeah, an author's workshop, writer's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that go?
It was fantastic. It was pretty intimate, and we spent 5 days out just in the wilderness writing, having a blast. We also gave 8 sessions, and so we are posting those. We recorded them, and we'll be posting them throughout the month of July. So if you have a question, you didn't get a chance to attend one of the sessions you really wanted to, that information is online. And we also got the chance to announce we have 3 announcements coming up soon. So First is our podcast. We are very excited about our podcast. We're calling it Writing Roots. And that's all of this information, all of the questions that we get on a regular basis. We're having our elite team of editors talk about 10 minutes twice a week. As a podcast, talk about each of these different topics and answering questions from authors, because I get a lot of the same questions over and over again, so we're going to provide that information out there. Another announcement that we have is audiobooks. Audiobooks was the original goal of Aspen House, but that was kind of phase 2. We are now entering, as far as business design, phase 2, so we are now opening audiobooks to the public. We have been editing for audiobooks for some time. But now we have enough manpower behind Aspen House to really get that going and make it as fantastic as possible. And then my third announcement I wanted to get on the air is yesterday we just signed a new editor, Emily Pugmire. And so we're very excited to have her as part of the team. We have been editing some poetry, some nonfiction, but we haven't had an editor specifically for those goals, and now we do. So having an editor that's specific to your genre is super helpful in making sure your manuscript can be the best it can be. So now we have another option for people who are looking to self-publish nonfiction, autobiographical, and poetry. So we're pretty excited. Those are my announcements.
Well, you are. Get all excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Writers. And you know what? What's the hardest thing about for a writer? Is it getting started?
Being distracted by the internet.
Really?
Yeah. It's 95% not being distracted.
The people, I know Hemingway used to be able to write.
Mm-hmm.
He used to write down in Sloppy Joe's bar down in Key West.
Mm-hmm.
And they had his table there, and he would get a yellow notepad. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. A yellow notepad like I've got here in front of me, except probably they were bigger back then. And then he would write, and he'd write until, as he said, he had written enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd pick up all of these. He'd just drop them on the floor after he finished. You know, he's writing longhand.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how I write.
And then he would pick it all up, and then he'd have his, he'd slam back a few, and then he'd stagger home.
Yeah. So that was like a perfect life for some of us.
Well, it seemed to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I would imagine he didn't do this every time, but they have have photos of him where he was. Because Sloppy Joe's has not changed very much in the last 100 years in the Key West. But that was always, you know, interesting because some people say that they could write in a subway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the one that did all the Harry Potter books. She would go to a tea shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they would provide her tea because she was so poor that she couldn't, you know, she couldn't pay all the time. So they would, it was okay. They didn't mind. She sat in there. She was quiet. And she wrote. And now she's probably one of the richest women,
oh, yeah.
the richest people mm-hmm. in the world after the Harry Potter book.
I think she's the 10th most popular of all time, author of all time.
Author of all time. The guy that writes Game of Thrones stuff, he's mm-hmm. still alive.
Martin.
And, you know, I would like to see, you know, you read different things about how some people, they take it like it's a job. They get up in the morning, they mm-hmm. work out, they go in, they write for 4 hours, they have lunch, and then they write for four more hours in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but grasping, I guess, to write a book, isn't all the research and everything, do you do 3x5 cards or 5x7 cards, and you kind of lay out the book chapter by chapter? Do you take a character and do you flesh them out before you even get them into the book so that you can, you know, you have their background so you know what this person's going to do, all this during the book? Or does some of it just kind of come, oh, I got to get another character in here, and you throw another character.
Well, the rules for adding characters are if you're still in the first third of the book, then you can add characters, main characters. But you can't add any after that because then it feels random.
What about, I think they used to call it in theater, Ex Deus Machina?
Deus Ex Machina, yeah.
Yeah, when they'd come in and something would just come in out of nowhere. Yeah.
Writers call that a cop-out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was Game of Thrones, was it lazy writing at the end, the way they ended it, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I would not have ended it that way. But I wouldn't call it lazy writing because it wasn't like the children – which are in the Game of Thrones world, a mythical collection of people. It wasn't like they came in and said, okay, they don't exist anymore at the end. It was a struggle. It was a fight. I just don't like the way it ended because it was unsatisfactory because they didn't lead to Bran. Spoiler alert, sorry. They didn't lead to Bran being the king. He had no desire to be the king. Everything led to Jon being the king. And then when they threw Bran in, like, the last episode, it felt very unsatisfactory.
I kind of thought that it was leading up to him the whole time. But that was just what I thought. Because everybody else was tainted. He was the only one that was still pure as he had been from the beginning. And he was also the repository of all knowledge and all memory.
Yes, and I get that. But his ability to see the future and then his, okay, I'll be bait during the Battle of Winterfell was kind of, okay, I get that. But if he knew that he was going to end up being king, then the sacrifice that would have been offered for him being bait wasn't enough. And so he just sort of watched Theon die so that he could be king.
Okay.
We're far enough away, I can just ramble off spoilers.
Okay. That's enough. Yeah, it's okay. The part about, you know, writing, there's so many books every mm-hmm. year.
Oh, yeah.
That are put out. I mean, an editor that from the big publishing houses, and I mean, you see stuff, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, like from the big publishing houses, how much do they read of something? Is there a treatise at the beginning of it that they read like two paragraphs and they either get kind of like, oh, okay, I'm going to read more, or do they read like the first chapter?
Each publishing house is different. I believe the average is 10 pages. So they ask for the first 10 pages and that gives the editor an idea of flavor and how much work it's going to be to get it through and published on the other side. And obviously when you're a traditional publishing house, you want that to be as little as possible. So if you're an author submitting and you don't have an agent to help you with all of that, because that's sort of next step as an author, if you don't have an agent to help you with all of that, then read all of the traditional publisher's guidelines. They have submission guidelines and maybe there's a hope.
Okay. And you I took a creative writing class in college, and we had to send them out to everybody. So I had my collection of thank you, mm-hmm. but maybe next time or something like that. One of them said never send me anything again.
Yeah, well, we're sorry. I'll tell you afterwards.
Well, no, we got to run here. We have at 8 o'clock. We have a number of guests. We have our advanced automotive in here, so we can find out why my car's not working either. Okay, 7:59 in the morning. It's Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Be a part of the 2020 headcount because the census forms must be printed in the next week or so. Also today, the justices have punted on two politically charged gerrymandering cases.
In a 5-4 decision along ideological lines, the conservative court ruled there is no role for the court to rule on the issue of redrawing voting districts for political reasons. Instead, it's the job of state legislatures. The specific issues were a district in Maryland redrawn by Democrats to give them an advantage and another in North Carolina redrawn by Republicans. Chief Justice John Roberts says the court should play no role in setting those standards. He said that it would be an unprecedented expansion of judicial power.
Correspondent Wally Hines. The Senate approves legislation providing $4.6 billion in humanitarian aid for illegal aliens, but no appetite for spending cuts to pay for the aid package.
Saying the nation faces a debt crisis, Senator Rand Paul questioned spending hundreds of thousands a year on guinea pig farms in Mexico.
A llama fair in Bolivia.
And a host of programs. But Senator Lindsey Graham says Paul's proposals simply cut too deep.
This is taking one disaster and creating 100 in its place.
Paul arguing he would simply shift spending priorities to match the current crisis. Not a popular move with many Washington lawmakers.
If you ask politicians here, the answer is fund it all, just put it on the credit card.
By New Capitol Hill.
The Commerce Department reports the U.S. economy expanded at a healthy 3.1% rate January through March. Wall Street, the Dow down 20 points, the S&P is up 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Kirsich says Parliament stripping a former president of immunity from prosecution. He's facing charges of corruption and abuse of office.
Almaz Bek Atambayev stood apart from the Central Asian strongmen who clung to power after communism. He was democratically elected in 2011 and 6 years later handed over power without being forced to. But he's fallen out with his successor, Sooronbay Jeenbekov, whom he's accused of engineering the charges against him. Prosecutors say Mr. Atambayev enriched himself through the shoddy modernization of Bishkek's coal-fired power station. He's also accused of illegally freeing a crime boss from prison. Mr. Atambayev has called the allegations absurd.
The BBC's Mike Sanders. Protesters opposed to legislation they fear would reduce Hong Kong's judicial independence from China have rallied outside the country's Justice Department today. This, as the territory's leader, remains out of public view for a second week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The largest oil refinery on the East Coast is shutting down after going up in flames last week.
Philadelphia Energy Solutions has sent a notice to Pennsylvania labor officials that it will shut down the plant effective Monday and lay off some 1,020 employees in the next 2 weeks. Philadelphia Energy Solutions emerged from federal bankruptcy court last year, but reports show the company had a declining cash balance in the 6 months prior to March, while its long-term debt grew. Still, the refinery has been an important source fueling transportation on the East Coast, and industry analysts say motorists in the Mid-Atlantic will likely see modest price increases as a result. I'm Ben Thomas.
More Americans signed contracts to buy homes last month compared with April. It's considered a sign that buyers just might be ready to take advantage of lower interest rates as well as stabilizing home prices. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow down 23 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here on the 27th of June, the last Thursday in June. This time next week, we're going to be celebrating the 4th of July and watching. We're going to be recovering from what's going on down in Anderson. Anderson explodes the night before, and then we're going to amble our way over to the Civic and watch the sky explode again. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's it look like for the weather out there today, Sue?
Today, you can expect it to be mostly sunny later on. Don't be fooled by these early morning clouds. Today, a high of 81 and a low of 59. Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees as overnight lows drop down in the 60s. And for your weekend, sunny for Saturday and Sunday with a high of 89 for Saturday, 90 for Sunday as overnight lows drop down in the 60s. And as we head into next week, sunny for Monday and a high of 93. It is currently 61 degrees and partly cloudy in downtown Reading. And taking a quick look at your road conditions this morning, looks like there is one incident that was reported early this morning. Now, this looks like it was a traffic collision, minor injuries in eastern Shasta County, and apparently a vehicle went off a cliff, and they had to wait till the early morning hours so they could remove it because it went down a 60-foot embankment. So it was near the lookout, I believe, near Shasta Lake.
Gee, you know. So. I just saw in Montana they had a Redding resident roll his, he and his wife, he's 79 and I think she's 73 in Montana, went off the road and rolled their RV down and ended up roof down in a river down there. And he was killed, and they have no information on the wife then. It was kind of one of those. But you just got to be careful out there.
Absolutely.
In this tragic, oh, by the way, the weather's always brought to you by our friends down in Anderson, the Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kenny, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. He also is putting a 120-gallon propane tank on your property. If you're living on your property in a trailer or an RV while you're trying to rebuild from the car fire, he's going to put a 120-gallon tank on your property for free. And give you just super, super prices on the propane because, you know, he feels like you've had enough on your mind. You shouldn't have to worry about taking out a 7-gallon tank, running down the road, getting the field, bringing it back. So Chuck's going to do that, like I said, for free. Give him a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Tim Morlock. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Advanced Automotive. You know what? I follow you on Facebook. And you've got, you know, it's always positive. It's always positive. And you were talking about the other day about one of your young men there that's been with you for a long time.
Yes.
Started out swamping the floors.
Yep. Braden started out fairly young with us and just a general cleanup guy. And he's moving up through the ranks. And that young man has a phenomenal future in my industry.
And your industry, when we talk about, you know what, you're kind of like, well, first of all, Advanced Automotive is a great place. But the automotive industry is leaps and bounds technology-wise than it was 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
And every day I imagine you see something that, you know when you look at the – do you ever go to the car shows? You know, like, this is what it's going to look like in 5 years. Do you ever do that?
Yes, we do, because the future is amazing. The technology, like you say, is the advancements is beyond belief. You know, from the service end of it,
what's required on our end as far as training and equipment is mind-boggling. I have so much respect for a gentleman that inspired me into this industry, Tom Bryant.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Tom has passed away. But something I carry with me every time we look at a vehicle and Kayla, our advisor, or whoever's in the front, prepares an estimate, something rings so true to me. In 1967, my mother went to Orville and bought a Toyota. All right, my father and my grandfather and my uncles were all in the war.
Uh-huh.
So there was a certain amount of lack of respect for overseas products. Mom and grandma drove up into the runway of the barn, honking the horn, and my grandfather looked at this car and he said, "Wanda Lee, that is a Toyota." And she goes, "Oh, yes." And Dad used to have the Ginsterly store here in town back in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom would, you know, we also raised cattle and horses. But Mom would get a new car every other year. So she went down to Orville. Her and my grandmother went down to Orville and traded in a 1965 Ford Galaxy 500 convertible.
Wow.
Or a Toyota.
I know people pay a lot of money for one of those today.
Absolutely. And, you know, my dad could fix anything with hammer and baling wire. And my uncles, my grandfather, the same way. And even though he was a watchmaker by trade, you know, huge hands, how he ever did it, it was beyond me. But in 1971, Dad decided that the Toyota needed a tune-up. So plugs, points, condenser, and he was going to rebuild the carburetor. 2 weeks it sat in the runway of the barn. It didn't run. Dad called Tom Bryant. Dad and Tom were friends. And I remember Dad hanging the phone up, yellow phone on the wall with the long cord, and it was on a Saturday. And hung the phone up, and he said, "Well, Wanda Lee, I hope you're happy. It's going to cost us $26 to have the car towed to town and probably another $50 to get it running." So, and there was times at our place that $50.
Well, back then, $50 was,
oh my gosh,
know, was a lot of money back then.
Yeah. We would run cows through the sale sometimes to make the utility bill. But there was also other times that they could write a check for $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 for a piece of equipment. But so that rings true because times and the economy rolls and changes. So when I sit here and I look at these estimates, and I just go, "Holy cow!" And I remember my dad hanging the phone up
because
it's very real.
And he couldn't work on the Toyota.
No,
because it was different.
It was different.
Yeah, and so you know, but you would think that okay, this is all going to be the same, but it wasn't. Probably even different size tools
that
you would be working on.
Yeah.
The
tool kit that came with the Toyota, I still have it at home. It's on my workbench. And the little wrenches say Toyota on them. Like, "Metric, what's this?"
We're here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. We're talking about how things have changed so dramatically in the automotive repair market. With just so much in it. I mean, now you get into a car. And, you know, it talks to you, you back up, there's cameras, you go forward. I'm still trying to figure out how it gives you a 360 view from above. And I mean, I know there's no camera up there, but so how does that work?
Well, they have proximity detectors on the vehicle, and there's cameras in the mirrors, cameras forward-facing, cameras rear-facing. Amazing what is required when a camera fails.
Oh.
The relearn, the recalibration. In the aftermarket, we call it the ADAS system, ADAS.
Uh-huh.
The camera that goes, the lens becomes foggy or something, and you don't get a clear picture. You replace that camera. Then you have to go in and do a complete relearn and reprogram on the 360 vision.
Oh, and wow. It takes you an hour or so, right?
To set up the area, probably, unless you have it permanently set up, probably 45 minutes to an hour. Just to set it up.
So the cameras are all seeing the same thing type
Absolutely.
Of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's right. So if one of the camera goes out, you have to train everything back into being able to look all around your car again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some vehicles, if you replace a power window motor or a power window switch, you have to relearn the window positions. So,
well, you know what? My window positions, I don't really care. You know what? They used to tell you, don't buy a car with those electric windows because they don't work and it kills your resale value. Well, try to find a car now without an electric window.
Pretty much off to special order.
Yeah. And then why would you? Anyway, hey, I'm here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. He has sent out to people in your mailboxes, might have had them already, a $300 gift certificate to take down to B&T Satellite. And if you are 55 or over, think about this. Don't wait. Call now, 241-DISH. He's got two exclusive new offers to all of you that are in that 55-plus range here. Free movie rental each month for 4 years of service, a free upgrade to Hopper 2, so you can stream TV on Dish anywhere. All of this right now at B&T Satellite. Give them a call. Again, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local guy, Doug Tooley, at B&T Satellite at 241-3474. We'll be right back with Advanced Automotive.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It is 8:20 in the morning here on the 27th of June, 2019. It's 60 degrees out there, going up to 80 today. Anywhere from 79 to 82, depending on who you listen to and where you are in the city. But the weather's going to be wonderful. The clouds will be clearing off here. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Specialist in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. They want to see every one of their patients in the emergency room in 30 minutes or less. And if you've ever been down in the emergency room for 4 or 5 hours, you realize that 30 minutes or less is maybe the holy grail of being seen, but they are doing that in many cases less than 30 minutes, less than 20 minutes in many cases. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and you do have the choice. If you're in the hospital, they're loading you in the ambulance, just raise your hand, say, thank you very much. I'd like to go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. And that's where you go. 8:21 in the morning, I'm here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. You know, we talked about the CARB, you know, the bad parts of the California Air Resources Board, how they've put people out of business and the things they've done. But there's the other side to it, too, is particulate matter. You want our air to be cleaner. And as you pointed, we were talking during the break that how many times have you seen one of the trucks coming through town and they come right through here, past our studios and make that left and heading for the freeway, that their exhaust is very noticeable as they're coming through here.
Absolutely. There's, from the light to medium duty diesel to the big truck, I'm more familiar with the light to medium duty diesel pickups. You'll see them take off from a stop sign, and you'll hear it, and you'll just see a cloud of black smoke. It's pretty interesting what the penalties and repercussions can be for that. And the state does have reporting, a phone number that you can call if you see a vehicle doing that. You can call 1-800-END-SMOG and report the vehicle, time, date, license plate, vehicle gets called in for an inspection, emissions inspection. If something is found to be missing, modified, or deleted, the operator of that vehicle can be fined up to $3,750 from the state. If it was installed at a shop, licensed auto repair dealer within the state of California, the shop can be fined up to $37,500 per installation.
Now, what are we talking about installing here? Who would install something that's going to have black smoke coming out of their truck because it's just an indicator? But what does it do?
Well, late model vehicles, diesel vehicles, not only will they have a catalyst or a catalytic converter,
right,
but they'll have a particulate filter. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it scrubs the exhaust of what we call PM3.5 or PM5, particulate matter, 3.5 microns or 5 microns.
Mm-hmm.
Center for Disease Control has numerous articles out about the effects, the health effects of PM3.5, PM5. The number one contributor to that, to our atmosphere of that, is motor vehicles. So, if you modify or delete, that's really popular to do delete kits, and you take off your particulate filter, a lot of different things happen with the chemistry of the exhaust. Yes, people say, yeah, man, my fuel mileage has came up. The bonus is I'm using less fuel, so I'm producing less emissions. And that's really false. Yes, you're using less fuel, but you're increasing your PM, your particulate matter out the exhaust. Mm-hmm. And there's other things that are removed, EGR, exhaust gas recirculation, and that lowers what we call NOx, oxides of nitrogen in the atmosphere, which is the brown haze that we mm-hmm. see with photochemical reaction. So bottom line is, you know, if you have a late model diesel pickup, the designers and engineers get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to put together a package that performs well and is also keeps us healthy. You know, the manufacturers are under the gun from the US EPA like no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. What people do then is to get better gas mileage, mm-hmm. better performance, I would imagine, in
yes.
some cases.
Oh, yeah, it'll run a ton.
Yeah, that they start pulling pieces off. But then when they start pulling pieces off, then even if they're not smoking, they're still discharging all these particles in the air. But once they start smoking, it's
yeah.
just a giveaway,
yeah,
I would imagine.
Giveaway. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the enforcement
people,
side of it.
Do you
it,
have people ask you to do that?
We don't do it, and we will not service
yeah.
or repair a vehicle that has been modified or deleted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, our liability as a licensed auto repair mm-hmm. facility in the state of California is huge. So, because we have knowledge, and if anything ever happens, you know, and lawyers mm-hmm. and the judiciary system, you know, gets involved, mm-hmm. we're the experts. We have knowledge of that. So it's just
so if they came in there and you're working on it, and do you have to report them?
Is no.
By law, you have to report?
We don't.
But you go in there and start working on a car or vehicle with the diesel, you'll see this, and you'll go, do you realize that your stuff's missing off your car?
Oh, we'll advise the consumer, yeah. the customer, and just say, you know, you might really want to rethink that because it can cost.
Yeah. Okay, summer's supposedly here.
Yeah, I love it.
Isn't this great? It's wonderful.
Oh, the guys okay. in the shop love it.
I guess so. You can still use a long sleeve shirt, you know,
yeah.
at noontime. Tim, what do people need to do to get ready? I mean, it's going to get hot. What should they be looking at right now?
Listen to your vehicle. Observe your vehicle. Air conditioning is huge in Reading. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much a requirement. If you want to stay comfortable, modern air conditioning systems are really super effective. There's different types of Freon and other types of Freon that's being introduced into our mm-hmm. industry. Cabin air filters are huge that, you know, in our area.
Right.
So air conditioning systems and cooling systems. You know, people will come in or they'll call, they're alarmed. Oh, my gosh, my car was set and I pulled up to the Walmart store. I pulled up somewhere. I came out and there's a big puddle underneath my vehicle. And we'll say it's a hot, humid day. And that puddle, if it's clear fluid, it's usually condensation coming out of the evaporator case,
sure.
which is part of your air conditioning. So that's really no cause for alarm. But any kind of fluid with color, you know.
Like green?
Green
red. Is bad.
Yeah.
Green
and
red, yeah.
You know, look at the number of vehicle fires that we've heard about recently.
Yeah.
You know, engine oil leaks. You definitely don't want to do that. Oil burns, transmission fluid burns, power steering fluid burns, brake fluid burns. So if you see leaks or something abnormal underneath your car, just get it in and get it checked.
Okay, this is a different type of question.
Yes.
Do you recommend everybody has a fire extinguisher in their car?
It's very good idea. Myself, uh-huh. personally, we do, yes.
Now, so there's a fire in your engine compartment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you would go up and you open up the...
Absolutely not.
Okay. How do you handle something like that?
The best thing to do is if you have a powder-type fire extinguisher, stand back, observe as much as you can. You can spray underneath the vehicle, and it will be... air will be drawn in from the bottom, and you can suppress the fire that way. But, of course, the first thing is get on the phone and say,
yeah.
help.
So you don't recommend opening the hood then?
No. A fire loves air.
Okay.
you know, it takes air to breathe, and you put yourself in harm's way.
Okay, we've been here with Tim Morlock, and there are fires. We have seen this out there, so that's good. I like to carry a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
The only thing is that if you know, I've had a car transmission start smoking on the back when I was much younger on Snoqualmie Pass in the middle of a snowstorm.
Okay.
The transmission kind of burned itself up.
Sure.
And but the having a fire extinguisher has always seemed like a good idea for not just you, maybe somebody else. But I would have I was wondering about that. Should you pop the hood and just spray it directly in there? But if you do, it could really cause the fire to get worse.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you go from the bottom up.
You go from the bottom up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good. No, that's really good advice. So I hope everybody's listening to that. And if you need your vehicle looked at, Tim and his son Cody. I tell you what, there's nobody better around here. And they're honest. They're not going to take you for a ride, you might say, out there. They're going to come in. They're going to look at your car or truck, and they're going to tell you what needs to be done. And they're going to fix it. They're not there to make your life miserable. We all have enough things in our life to be miserable about, I guess. I mean, there's some people, that's all they see all day long is misery. But, but you need to trust somebody. And Tim and Cody are people you can trust.
Thank you.
Heartily recommend Advanced Automotive. Tell everybody where you're at.
We are at 5756 West Side Road.
Okay. And do you need appointments there, or just kind of like, can you? I know how busy you are.
Yeah, we stay backed up and busy. We do prefer appointments, but we always allow for emergencies. You know, there's such a shortage of technicians and repair shops in our industry that there's been many, many articles from the Washington Post to USA Today that basically state need to take your car in, have it repaired, be prepared to wait.
Well, you know, and the whole thing in this is in people with technical backgrounds, you know, in automotive repair, which is becoming very technical. We have such a shortage. There's a shortage of all types of these jobs. And, people that families that insist their kids go on to college, they may take a good look and see, does your kid really want to go to college? Or are they good with their hands? Is this something that they may want to do? Because you can make a really fine living. A very solid living, and something, you know, people think it's simple. It's not simple anymore. It's not your shade tree mechanics anymore. It's gone way beyond that.
Exactly. Like, you know, even myself, you know, we travel quite a bit, pull the RV. And if something happens to my truck out on the highway, unless I have the IDS, which is a Ford diagnostic tool, I'm pretty much done.
That's you know, it. And here you are, a master mechanic. And you're finished.
Yeah, 41 years into it.
Yeah, and Tim Morlock here, and we're just closing down this one. But Advanced Automotive, but that's really interesting. If you get stuck on the side of the road, that's it. Unless it's something like, oh, I see that this part is not fastened to this part, and I can put it back together. But if it's anything internal, that's you're finished.
We're done.
Well, it makes me feel better. And if anything happens, I'll go. You know, I'm going to look at this, but you know what? I'm listening to Tim. Tim knows that I'm looking at it, and if he looks at it and can't see anything, then we're finished. So,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming in here. Tim Morlock, Advanced Automotive. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring in Lou White and about what's happening at the School of the Arts.
Tomorrow night, Saturday night, big concert. This is Linda Bott, Carl Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Finance, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We'll be right back. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73. And when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right. But when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tax, and I hit it right on down Main Track.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Play our Ride and Style Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win tree swap play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Sunday, June 30th, where you could win a brand new Harley Davidson Sportster Iron 883. From Reading, Harley Davidson. No chrome, no apologies, just an authentic ride. Ride and Style Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit Reading Endoscopy.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I apologize if 96.5 is not on the air. It's because we're fine here. We're sending the signal out. Our transmitter on the other end is fine. It's waiting for the signal. But the internet is down.
The internet provider
is down. And it's not just us. It's lots of people.
All right. So
having this problem with the internet.
We hope that you're listening on 1460 AM or streaming, and we'll always have this in archives anyway. So with us this morning is Lou White and Marvin Evans. Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And to you.
And we're very excited. Do they sound like mellow? They're like so musicianed out right now.
I saw them smoking something out in this car. And they are musicians.
It's medical, man.
So Saturday night at Reading School of the Arts, we're very, very blessed to have this wonderful concert with Lou White, who's going to be playing clarinet, are you playing them all, saxophone, flute?
Yes, I'm playing them all.
Oh, you're playing them all.
I'm quite versatile.
Yes, and Marvin Evans on keyboards.
Yes, I'll be playing just the piano.
Just the piano.
The big, huge grand piano that's never been played in concert before was donated, as far as I understand, by the Gassmans.
And the Russian gal didn't play that piano?
No.
Oh, so it's a brand new addition.
Yes.
How exciting. Okay, so
Marvin, we rehearsed yesterday, and Marvin used most of the notes up, though. We're going to have to recharge it.
That's so great, you guys. Now, this is why we love doing what we do with our radio station, because we can clear the deck and bring you on and talk about you in this next half hour, how you've met. You were in the Navy band.
That's right.
Can we talk about the era of how you met, where you went, how you playing and all that stuff? Let's do a little history.
Well, we were in the Navy when the ships was made of wood and the men was made of steel.
All right. Seriously, we don't have that a lot of time for you're fooling around, Lou. We know that you like to, you know, sidebar here, but we've got just a few minutes.
Yeah, this was back in the 70s, about the early to mid 70s when we met. We were in the same unit band, and being in the Navy band, we had the opportunity to travel a lot around the Midwest, performing concerts, marching bands, entertainment of the troops, all types of different playing events, and we worked together.
That's awesome.
We basically played for Navy recruiting, so they would send us anywhere to schools and different venues. Didn't we play the air show at Houston one time?
I believe so.
Just everywhere.
How many years?
I was in the Navy for a 4-year tour.
Okay.
And we were at the same band, I guess, for a couple of years where our paths crossed.
Yes, at the Naval Air Station in Corpus Christi. It was probably only 2 years because they sent me somewhere else after that. And I guess you stayed there?
Yes, I stayed there until the end of my enlistment. And, you know, we played in so many different, musical settings, because we would break down and have a combo for playing, say the officers club or something like that. And then, of course, there's the marching band. It was kind of hard rolling that piano down the street. So in those cases, I'd play the bass drum or the cymbals. But we played in a lot of different musical situations, and Lou even did some singing. I don't think you mentioned that. He is along with all the instruments.
We
had a rock band, so we did the contemporary songs of the day, and Lou was our lead singer. So so we worked together a lot.
That's exciting. So you gigged out.
Yeah, and we also became friends. Yeah. This guy, he's got a good sense of humor, and he can fix anything. And that's one of the things as a young guy, I thought it was amazing because, anything is broken, this guy can fix it.
Yeah, well, we say here. In fact, he helps to do the stuff in the studio that is broken and needs fixed. Who do we call first? Lou White. And also to play when I'm singing, I always, Lou, what are you doing? I'd love to have you play flute, clarinet, saxophone, so on and so forth. Let's talk about this concert that was scheduled last year. And Pat Karch, who, of course, runs the music and all of the stuff that's going on at the Reading School of the Arts. I can't exactly know what its title is. I can't say it right now. But put together this concert and tried to make this happen last year, and then the car fire happened. So can you run us through the plans of that, what the money's going to, and then, again, planning it out this year? You had to cancel it last year.
Well, we wanted a venue where, don't want to take Marvin down to play at the Elbow Room. Did you want to play at the Elbow Room?
I just wanted to play. For me, it was just, a chance to connect again and just do what we used to do when we were young guys, play again.
And play on a fabulous piano.
Yes.
Well, we didn't really know anything about the piano or the venue at all, but I mentioned to Pat that we needed some place to play, and so he thought about it a while, and after a month or so, he said, well, why don't you play a fundraiser for the school? And then just recently, within the last couple of months, the Gassmans donated that fabulous piano that we're playing on now.
And so let's talk a little bit. We've got about a minute left before we take our break, and then we go into our next segment. And, gentlemen, you'll stay with us in the next segment. Can we talk a little bit about the music that we'll be experiencing Saturday night, because we'll be there for sure with bells on.
Well, kind of reminiscent of what we used to do in the old days in the Navy band, where we played a lot of different styles of music. We did jazz, we did Latin, we did country and western, we did, you know, the popular songs. We're kind of doing the same thing. So Saturday evening, you'll hear some classical music, you'll hear some jazz, you'll hear a little country, and I even wrote a song that I'm going to perform Saturday evening.
I'm excited for that. That's great. All right, we're going to take a break, and coming back, we've got Lou White and Marvin Evans. And, Carl, I'm sure you've got up your sleeve tons of questions that you want to ask, but we are promoting our tickets left, but you probably want to get there because they're going to be going fast. There was a pre-sale, but right now we're down
limited
to...
there's limited seating there.
Limited seating, absolutely. So what time's the concert on Saturday night?
7 o'clock on
all right.
Saturday night.
So you probably want to get there about 6:30, get your tickets at the door for those last-minute people. We have hours, and we hope that to see you there. It's going to be a fabulous concert. How long is the concert?
Well, we don't know. We haven't timed them out yet, but at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half, maybe two. We don't know.
All right. Sounds wonderful. Okay, should we take a break?
Wait a minute, Lou.
You don't know?
I mean, Carl, does this mean it's like Sunday morning we go from there to church?
That's right. Does this wire unplugged here have anything to do with your FM station?
No, but I can tell you who exactly is, but I'm not going to name the company because they're local. And I'm not going to slap at them.
No.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends, another local company at Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark's there to help you. She's going to come up with a plan that helps you and your family, what's right for you, not what's right for the company. She's there to support you, whether it's from a fall or an operation that just takes a couple hours a day or somebody stopping through. Or what does it take 24 hours a day? She has people, highly trained people, that are very efficient at helping you and your loved ones. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back with the, you know, the magnificent music of Lou White and Marvin Evans.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Last chance ammo sale at Jones's Fork. We had such an overwhelming sale 1 week ago. We are bringing this sale back this Friday and Saturday only. All your favorite calibers like 9mm, 380, 22 long rifle, 12 gauge, and much more. Starting July 1st, every time you buy ammo, the state of California is going to charge you for a background check. Beat the ammo registration deadline coming this July 1st. Last chance ammo sale at Jones's Fork this Friday and Saturday only.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:51 in the morning, and it's about 60 degrees, going up to 80 today. It's going to be a wonderful day today. It's going to, in fact, the clouds are clearing off right now. It's about 60 degrees, and news or the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place in town to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold there. They take appointments now because they've gotten so busy now. They just do appointments only. There are chances you can walk in there and not have to wait, but it's rare. Give them a call at 244-9478. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, we're here today with Marvin Evans and Lou White. They're going to be playing at Reading School of the Arts. It's a fundraiser for the people who have for the Reading School of the Arts.
Reading School of the Arts.
Because they always, you know, this is probably one of the most unique schools in all of Northern California. This is the type of school that Linda would have
wished you could have gone to.
And does it go all the way, till eighth grade, ninth grade?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade. And then from there, they've got to go back into their mundane schools of the other ones. But they're in there. They these kids learning Chinese. They're able to let themselves, you know, find their true strengths if it has anything to do with the arts, whether it's acting, singing, music. Plus, they get the regular reading, writing, and arithmetic.
And so, they can learn better through music and theater, which is a proven skill. And anyway, so Reading School of the Arts, and we have two fabulous musicians, Lou White and Marvin Evans, that are going to be, you know, they're Navy buddies. They were in the Navy band for 4 years, and many of you know Lou White's name that are listening right now, that the Lou White Band has been in this area forever in all kinds of different amalgamations, if you will. Is that would that be the word? Like whether it's a duo or a trio or a full band, Lou's probably played your New Year's Eve gig. You've seen him through
that
the
years. That was 50 years ago, Marvin. 50.
Stop it.
Man, oh wow.
And so here you are.
It's 50 years ago. And you were, what, you were 30, and Marvin was, what, Marvin 15?
21.
15, 16, and you were, what, 30 or 40 at that point?
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, you know what, here's the thing I like about Lou White. And Marvin, you seem I just met you today, but you seem so laid back. Maybe you're not, but you just seem like the kind of person that when you sit down, that music just flows from your fingertips.
Well, I am somewhat laid back. I love to relax and really enjoy music, and that's I attribute a lot of that laid backness to my father. He was a laid back person, and he was an artist, not a musician. But I think I've picked up a lot of my musical qualities from my dad.
Oh, that's interesting. And Lou is a true Renaissance man. There's nothing that, hey, Lou, I need to get my diesel. I need some fuel for my diesel. Can you build a still and make it run on that? Well, yes, I can. And he does. And, hey, Lou, I need this fixed. Lou, can you do this? Well, yes, I can.
I'll figure it out.
You know, at the end of the world, when the end of the world comes, when it hits the fan, Linda and I are picking up ammo and a few guns.
Now bring your own ammo.
We're bringing our own ammo, and which is a good place to go now, Bastiani, since the state of California is making it really hard to buy ammo coming July 1st. But going on down to Bastiani, 2539 Larkspur. But we're not going to come to your house because you're already living off the grid, buddy.
That's right.
And you know what? For you, it's just going to be easier because now other people will share it.
And Marvin can come because we have a piano that is not an electric piano.
Yes. Yeah,
there you go.
And let's get back to the concert and the music, okay, because we can all talk about the end of the world and doomsday.
And with the Mozart clarinet concerto, we're going to do the condensed version. Most of the stuff we're going to do, we're going to try to condense so the concert doesn't go until Sunday, Carl.
Are you playing Rhapsody?
Yes, we're going to do the Mozart first, and then
the theme of Paganini by that Rachmaninoff wrote.
Yes, and then the Benny Goodman version of the Paganini theme, which seems to be a popular thing to write variations on. Rachmaninoff wrote the 18 variations or something. Anyway, then we're going to do the Rachmaninoff version where it's very beautiful, and you'll recognize it from a movie theme. And Pat Karch is going to do, we're going to do Autumn Leaves, and you're going to do the leaves, and he's going to do the autumn.
Well, so we want to encourage everybody, you know, I know that some of our listeners are like, you know, in the chat pack and or listening and saying, you know, that 8 o'clock hour is supposed to be about, you know, arts, I mean, excuse me, politics and government and all this other stuff. But I think a well-balanced life is what we need in order to survive where we are now in our culture. And so I really advocate what it is to get out of that kind of world that we're listening to with news and negativity and embrace the brilliance of the composers and those people who, the musicians that have learned to play them well and embrace our history of what has brought us here together. And that is amazing that you two met while you were in the Navy band back in the 70s and toured and traveled all over the place.
We're going to do, speaking of history, kind of up through history, starting with the Mozart. But the part you don't like, it's the hard part, you say, the Blue Rondo a la Turk. Dave Brubeck,
yes.
Oh, love it.
Yes.
Mm.
And it's interesting, Linda, that you speak on how music, you know, something to bring us together,
mm-hmm.
as so many things can divide us,
right?
Put us on one side against the other. But this is something that can bring us together, and that we can all enjoy. And hopefully, that's what we'll experience Saturday.
And Marvin knows all the notes by name.
By name.
By name.
What did you name everyone?
Well, I use the typical system, the sharps and the flats and the several letters of the alphabet, but. Yeah, I know I'm pretty good by now.
That's funny because I've been telling Lou it's too busy. There's too many notes in there.
That's right.
And he's left several out, I've noticed, when we're playing. So
7 o'clock at the last minute plug, 7 o'clock, get there at 6:30, Reading School of the Arts. The tickets are $15. That's a donation. If you feel like 20 or 40 or 50 to donate to the school, these two wonderful human beings that are great musicians are coming together years and years and years later, out of love and respect, and Pat Karch has been very involved with bringing you together. You're staying out at the McConnell Foundation Guest House. There's been so much of a community thing that's going on here in order to support this beautiful endeavor that's happening Saturday night. So
Saturday
please
night,
join
it's
us.
It's 7 p.m. at the Reading School of the Arts. Join us there.
So thanks, guys. Thank you. You're going to clear up. Put on a happy
face.
That's the
weather. You're not going to sing, though, right? You're just going to play.
No,
you're just not going to sing.
He's going to sing.
He's going to sing, too.
So be ready for an evening of fun.
Pay extra for singing.
Hey,
Blue Moon.
Tomorrow, we have One Safe Place will be joining us, but also R.V. Shreve, who writes for the News Cafe is going to be our guest, too. RV's been on before. He has some pretty controversial viewpoints on certain things. One of the few people that will admit out loud that he voted for Trump, and now every time he thinks about it, he hates himself.
Does he cringe?
He cringes every time he thinks about it.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, but tomorrow is going to be kind of like a wide open discussion that we're going to have. So,
it's the Wild West out here at KCNR.
Tune in tomorrow at 7 o'clock. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Remembering that it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Let me think.
Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.